She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
So this morning, I could not get my email on my smartphone, and I was really irritated. And I thought, God, just a few months ago, I vowed I would never get one of these things. And now I'm like, I can't get my email. And there's just so much going on, and we're so technologically overloaded. And, you know, Andrea, what's your relationship like with your technology and social media and all that jazz?
Oh, I'm pretty decent, and I love it.
Well, it is good, but boy, we can definitely get distracted and multitasked and all that stuff. So we are so lucky to have the fantastic Jennifer Kreese. She is amazing. We're going to be talking about waking energy. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Andrea. It's wonderful to be here with you, too.
We're so happy to have you on. All right. So, Jennifer, you are a pioneer. You did the method videos in the 90s of Pilates. You open people's eyes to so many different issues. And now you're talking about something called waking energy. What is waking energy?
Waking energy is this extraordinary combination of ancient healing modalities. They're rejuvenating techniques that increase health and longevity, and they're all thousands of years old, timeless wisdom, made new, basically, and made accessible. And it's just remarkable work for people. It's unlike anything that most people have ever done, and yet everything's very simple and very accessible, and it yields, just as the name says, incredible boundless energy. You know, we're all complaining about dragging and feeling burnout, and I think it has everything to do with smartphones. And in our, you know, over-digitized society today, just as you said.
So what do you recommend we do? How do we kind of help ourselves in that way?
Well, I will share with you both that I was just at Rancho La Puerta in Mexico this past week. Oh. I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful retreat. And I taught Pilates week there. And I taught Pilates every day until the last day when I said I was hijacking the class and I wanted to introduce my new revolutionary technique to them. And we did this really remarkable standing waking energy sequence, which is this very sensual, playful self-massage energy dance. And it targets the meridian system, you know, which is the incredible network of invisible energy pathways. If you've ever had acupuncture, it's based on that. It also stimulates the chakra system. And it introduces people to themselves, you know, and I warn people before they do the session that they may burst out hysterically laughing or crying because we hold so much in our bodies and our tissues, you know, and talk therapy is brilliant, but I believe that you can't really make true strides and changes unless you go to the body. So the punchline of this whole story is that we had, we had probably 60 people in the class, half of whom were crying by the end of the session and then feeling incredibly joyful and as though they had gotten a really great workout. So it's miraculous stuff. I mean, it's the passion of my life these days, and I can't say enough about it.
Well, Jennifer, you're speaking my language. I brought on the show before bioenergetic therapy, which is you're talking, but you're also moving, and you're getting into uncomfortable situations that kind of help you get deeper into physical pain. Sounds kind of weird, but also that helped me with my emotional pain. And right. I like anything that gets us more into our body. Can you describe some of the movements, some of what you're doing during this sensual dance? It just sounds fabulous.
It is. It's wonderful. So, you know, I basically narrate as I teach, and I like to teach people that what we're doing is we're tapping into their innate healing ability, their innate energy, as well as teaching them to harness something called universal chi. You know, all matter possesses energy. So there's something called yin chi, which is from Mother Earth. It's female. And then there's yang chi from heaven or the sun. And we have these incredible receiving areas in our bodies. We have our hands. We have our feet. We have something called, it's very poetic, really, because it's Eastern, but the bubbling spring points in the feet are these wonderful points that channel up the legs to the actual kidneys. And I know so many of us, you know, all your listeners, wake up with back pain in the morning, and it has less to do with structural issues than it has to do with energetics and emotions, just as you said. So I actually have them start by rubbing their hands together vigorously so that they start to understand that they are energy beings themselves. And then with these incredibly powerful hands, they go through their bodies and they really investigate what is living there, literally in their bodies. There's tapping, there's rubbing, there's shaking, there's dancing, and it's very vigorous. You know, there are times when it's very soft and quiet, but you should see people's faces, you know, as they start to feel really what's going on inside their bodies. And, you know, you can't do that when you're texting. You can't do that when you're on email, you know?
Good point.
Do you find that people see some immediate results? Like, how do you find people are responding to the therapy?
Oh, I mean immediate. I will tell you that there was a Broadway singer, there was an artist there was a neurosurgeon. I mean, people from all walks of life. And usually, it's the people you think will not respond. The people who you think, oh, they'll be bored, oh, it won't appeal to them. This neurosurgeon, who will go unnamed, very famous, a great pioneer, in his late 60s, came up to me with his wife after the session, and she looked at him and said, I want to just tell you, he was crying in the first 10 minutes. Because the techniques are so simple and so powerful, you know, and you can imagine as a neurosurgeon how much stress you internalize, right? Who does someone like that talk to? And again, with smartphones and with email and technology, I think people are overwhelmed and they don't even know it until they stop. You know,
it's so true. And I think that what you know, technology is doing to us today is it's making us so much less connected to each other. And it gives us, we can hide behind it so much easier. And it's very sad, in my opinion, that, you know, it's kind of taking over our life. So I love what you're talking about, and it allows people to open up. And how long does it normally take someone to actually feel it? Is it an immediate thing, or could it be an immediate and then something they could feel it maybe a little bit later on?
You know, I think it varies from person to person. You know, the neurosurgeon I'm naming, as an example, felt it immediately, and I think also because he felt a resonance with me in the teaching, so he was primed and he was ready for it. You know, and then there are other people who say that, you know, it took them really until the middle of the session, but I will tell you that it touches everyone in deeply profound ways. It doesn't matter who you are, what your body type is, your level of fitness, any of it. I mean, it's, you know, the simplest things in life are the most timeless, classic, and profound for me. And it's one of my mantras, and it's one of my missions, is to help people move away from this accelerated pace of technological innovation, quote-unquote, and advancement, that just as you said, it actually disconnects us. And I know we talk about how we're no longer connected to people. You know, we have our children, our teens, our tweens, sitting next to each other on a couch and not making eye contact and not talking, but texting. And it goes so far beyond that because it's impacting us in an evolutionary sense. And, you know, this stuff, I mean, how often do you touch your own belly? How often do you tap it or pet it? Or, you know, there's a spot on your solar plexus, and you can do it right now with me. If you take your fingertips and you tippity-tap kind of that area right beneath the breastbone, you start to feel queasy or giddy, you know, and that's your true mind. That is really where you feel your emotions. If someone hurts your feelings inadvertently, you feel it there. You don't feel it in your mind, right?
Well, I love it you know, I'm just going to keep tapping it all day now, Jennifer. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. But I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to tap it and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to tweet you after and let you know. But we're out of time. If you want to learn more about Jennifer, you can visit her website at jennifercreese.com. That's K-R-I-E-S.com. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.